and Phil Driscoll in the Lord's Prayer. And I want to do a quick shout out to some folks that have already tuned in, and hope each and every one of you had a wonderful, wonderful Christmas. And Judy Merritt's listening down in Somerset, Kentucky. Thank you, Judy, for tuning in. And thank you for sharing the link to the show on your page. God bless you. God bless you, Sue Pointer. She says she's listening down in Somerset, Kentucky. And Stephanie Preston says she is listening down in Clinton, Mississippi. Well, guys, I hope you get a blessing out of the show tonight. Let's just get on with it and let the music do its work on you. It already has on me, but it'll work again. Here's Brian Free and Assurance.
Look up, fear not, the angel said. Behold, the Messiah's come, the one of whom you've read. And as he spoke to man that day, the heavenly host around the throne joined in to say, glory to God in the highest, peace on earth and goodwill to men. Heavenly angels announce his arrival in the little town of Bethlehem. Hallelujah, the Lord seemed holy. He was born to save the world from sin. Glory to God in the highest glory. Hallelujah to the Lord. Amen.
And still today, the wise men come, offering their praise to God's anointed one. And as they speak, their heartfelt love, this glorious sound falls on my ears from up above.
Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth and goodwill to men. Heavenly angels announce his arrival in the little town of Bethlehem. Hallelujah, the Lord sing holy. He was born to save the world from sin. Glory to God in the highest, glory. Hallelujah to the Lord.
What a way to open up the show. Glory to God in the highest. Brian Free and Assurance. And it looks like Sue Estes and Don Estes have joined us from over in Eubank, Kentucky. God bless you both. Thank you so much for tuning in. And I hope you both had a great Christmas. And Sue, check that mailbox tomorrow. Oh, my goodness. I love this song. Here are the Hoppers. Yahweh.
He comes in. Jesus is praying in the garden. Our Lord is praying. Yahweh, Jesus is praying. Let this pass from me. Let this pass from me. Yahweh, Jesus is dying on the cross there. Our Lord is dying. Yahweh, Jesus is dying.
The Hoppers and Yahweh. 7:43, and I'm certainly enjoying this evening, folks. Every time I try to put a show together on Sunday, I tell Terry, it's like the evil one comes after me from, you know, north, south, east, and west, and I've got to fight a battle just to get everything going, get everything on the air, and get myself down here in the studio. You know, it's not that hard when I do a secular music show. You know, and I play the old, you know, the old, good old oldies, rock and roll and stuff like that. I don't get that kind of attack. those attacks don't come at me during that time. But I've kind of grown to expect it. I rebuke it. And I always ask God to just take control and of course, lead God and direct me as I put the show together. Here's a great song. It was a beautiful day today, was it not? Oh, yes, it was. We had sunshine and 54 in Liberty today. Here are the Happy Goodmans.
As I wake up with the morning of each day that passes by, and I listen to the sounds upon my ear, I can't help but keep a watch toward the eastern sky. See his face.
What a beautiful day. The Happy Goodmans and Kathy Parker and Willie and Waylon, her feline children, logged on in time to hear that when they're listening down in Brighton, Tennessee. God bless you, Kathy. Hope you and Willie and Waylon had a wonderful Christmas. I see you posted the other day that you got to spend it with the children, and that is absolutely the most wonderful list. There's no such word as that. But that's the goodest, there's no such word as that either, Christmas one can have. Amen, amen. Hey, you know, I got a friend request from a rather famous movie star and actress, and I didn't take it right away. Because most of the time when one gets a friend request like that, you know, here I am, just some lowly DJ, radio DJ in Somerset, Kentucky, right? From Somerset, Kentucky. I'm in Liberty now, but from Somerset. And I thought, why in the world would this person want to friend me on Facebook? And I get very suspicious. And there's a lot of people out there that are using, you know, well-known celebrities' names, you know. But Jennifer O'Neill had sent me a friend request, and she did several movies and some television, and was a famous model back in the day. And I went over to her page, and the posts that were public, I look at them, and I'm thinking, wow, she has really turned into a very godly woman. And I read on down, and I read on down, and I read on down, and everything I'm seeing, I'm liking, right? And I still didn't accept it right away. I just kind of paused and kind of thought about it. Well, I went back again, and I looked at her page again, and I just kept seeing so many positive posts on there. There was nothing with any vitriol about anything, and just a lot of glorifying God and positive messages. So I accepted the post. I'm so glad I did, by the way. Anyways, she had posted, and I reposted today and shared it on my Facebook page. Some of you may have read it, but for those of you who have not, it really seems so profound to me. And it's a play on The Night Before Christmas. Of course, this is not The Night Before Christmas, undoubtedly, but may I share it with you if I could, please? It goes, "'Twas the night before Jesus came, and all through the house. Not a creature was praying, not one in the house. Their Bibles were lain on the shelf without care, in hopes that Jesus would not come there. The children were dressing to crawl into bed, not once ever kneeling or bowing a head. And Mom in her rocker with baby on her lap was watching the late show while I took a nap. When out of the east there arose such a clatter, I sprang to my feet to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. When what to my wondering eyes should appear but angels proclaiming that Jesus was here, with a light like the sun sending forth a bright ray. I knew in a moment this must be the day. The light of his face made me cover my head. It was Jesus returning just like he had said. And though I possessed worldly wisdom and wealth, I cried when I saw him, in spite of myself. In the book of life which he held in his hand was written the name of every saved man. He spoke not a word as he searched for my name when he said, 'It's not here.' My head hung in shame. The people whose names had been written with love he gathered to take to his Father above. With those who were ready, he rose without a sound, while all the rest were left just standing around. I fell to my knees, but it was too late. I had waited too long, and this sealed my fate. I stood and I cried as they rose out of sight. Oh, if only I had been ready tonight." In the words of this poem, the meaning is clear. The coming of Jesus is drawing near. There's only one life, And when comes the last call, we'll find that the Bible was true after all. I love that. Thanks for letting me share. Here's Gold City.
I hear the sound of a mighty rushing wind, and it's closer now than it's ever been. I can almost hear the trumpet. Prophecies fulfilling and signs of the times, they're appearing everywhere. I can almost hear the Father.
Every time I listen to a Gold City Midnight Cry. Here's the Cathedrals. It's almost over.
the winds of war keep raging through the land far and near, the cry of hungry children, the pain, the falling tears, nations gather round the table for peace they've tried for years, yet war still rages higher, sweeping through the battlefield. We're living with the greatest promise that we will ever know. The promise came from heaven, a blessed peace and hope. Battles may keep raging higher, but we will have no fear. The Savior's arms are open, and soon He shall appear. It's almost over. We are going home.
Stephanie Preston, she said she loves this one and the Midnight Cry, and they both give her chills, and I think everybody who listens to those songs gets those chills. This is taking the next song from their Pure Love Southern Gospel winning, the number one Southern Gospel album, voted that just recently. It's Legacy 5, and it's called Only Passing Through, because, folks, that's all we're doing. We're just here a short time. Legacy 5.
There's a home I've never been to, and it's calling my name. I'm invited to the table where they've always saved my place. And I don't know just when I'm going, but I know I'm going soon. This world isn't home, I'm only passing through. Passing through, I'm only passing through. Until I reach my destination where all things are new. I'm gonna keep on keeping on singing sweet heaven song, it's all I can do. This world isn't home, I'm only passing through.
When I see the devastation throughout the land, all the chaos and division have gotten out of hand. And when I get so discouraged, I hold to this truth. This world isn't home, I'm only passing through. Passing through, I'm only passing through.
Passing through,
till I reach my destination where all things are new. I'm gonna keep on keeping on singing sweet heaven song, it's all I can do.
I can do.
This world isn't home, I'm only passing through. Passing through this world below. Passing, song, it's all I can do.
I can do.
This world isn't whole, I'm only passing through. Passing through, I'm only passing through.
Passing through,
till I reach my destination where all things are new. I'm gonna keep on keeping on singing sweet heaven song, it's all I can do.
Every time we lose somebody, a good friend or a loved one, that this song's so poignant and just a reminder, you know, this isn't our home. We're only passing through. But, man, it sure hurts the physical part of us. It hurts the heart and the soul and leaves that emptiness and that pain when somebody passes through and goes on and moves on to heaven and we're left here on earth. My precious Aunt Kathleen, who you guys have heard about many, many times as I've talked to her. She's my second mother. Turned 94 today. And, of course, I had a post on Facebook, a post that I've shared with you before because I couldn't add to it. I couldn't take anything away from it. So I just posted it and updated it. But she just such a big part of our family and my heart. And we've been blessed to have her around as long as we have. But I spoke to her several days ago, and she was reminding me that she thought it was that time that she was going to be, going to be leaving and going to be going. And I didn't want to hear it, but it's, it's just part of our life is we're born and we live and then we move on, and we move on to eternity if we've accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and personal Savior. And because of her, I was exposed to John 3:16, and she really didn't know what a profound effect it had on me. She had such an effect on me that one wouldn't know. And my mom loved her like a sister, like a blood sister. But one summer, one of the many, many summers I spent with her, we would always, part of our summer would always be Bible school. And I loved it. And the first verse that I ever learned from the Bible completely, and I was given that verse to recite at the end of our Bible school, was John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And it stayed with me. And then later on, when I got to be a little bit older, maybe 2 or 3 years older, up around age 10 or 11, a lot of you don't know my journey. I'm not going to share the whole journey with you, but we were having it rough after Dad left. And I loved going to church, though. And I would be invited by neighbors. And one took me to this church, and one took me to another church. And then one took me, I believe it was a Baptist church, if I remember correctly. And I had an experience. I had an experience and wanted to go ahead and get baptized. Didn't really understand all the dynamics of it at that time. But I talked to my mom about it. And mom didn't say anything except that, well, you've already been baptized, you know, when you were a little baby. Well, mother was raised Catholic in Germany, right? And they christen you and sprinkle you when you're a baby. And I didn't understand what she was talking about, you know, wasn't, you know, totally submerged in the water. But she said, you've never been to the Catholic Church, would you just go check it out? You don't have to go, but if you would, just go check it out, because that's the way I was raised. And I found some good friends. They were precious people, and they started taking me to the Catholic Church. And I didn't like it at first, and I had to go and go and go until it started to kind of grow on me a little bit. That later led to me going to take catechism, studying about Catholicism. And then when I got out of the public school in the seventh grade, I went on to Catholic school in the eighth grade. And the nuns there were just absolutely fantastic. I love them, and I love, to this day, each and every one. Such a powerful vocation. And I learned about mortal sins, and I learned about venial sins instead of just sins. And if you had a mortal sin and you died with a mortal sin on your soul, you went straight to hell. If you died with a venial sin on your soul, you went to purgatory. And hopefully somebody eventually would pray for you and you'd be out of purgatory and enter heaven. And I carried that around with me all those years. And then they started making some changes in the Catholic Church. A little bit later on, I graduated from Catholic high school, went into the Army, enlisted in the Army, but always fearing that I was going to die, and when I died, I would have a mortal sin on my soul. And that could be, you know, anything from, you know, missing Mass on Sunday to possibly, you know, if I ate meat on Friday at that time, that was classified a mortal sin. And then they started making changes in the church. And I thought, no. Whoa, wait a minute. You can't do that. Listen, if it was a sin yesterday, it's a sin today. It's going to be a sin tomorrow. You can't do that. You can't do that to me. You're messing up everything for me. So I just didn't go to church anymore. And then I was invited by a good friend to go to a revival. And I never did feel right about that, but I didn't go back to the Catholic Church. I just left. And a good friend invited me to go to a revival, West Somerset Baptist Church. And I believe Brother Henson was the pastor out there at that time, West Somerset Baptist Church. And I went to revival for 2 or 3 nights, and I think on the third night, that was November of 1973, and I couldn't help it. when I got the altar call, boom. I was at the front of the church. After I was saved, I didn't start doing things out of the fear of God, which I had before. I really feared God so much before that I wouldn't do things. But once you get the love of God in your soul, I backslid, a couple of times. Well, several times, and part of being human. But he's always waiting right there with open arms to take you back. And when you do things out of love of God and not out of fear of God, that's greater motivation. Because once the fear leaves, well, there goes the motivation. But the love never leaves. It never leaves. And I got to go back to that day in Bible school where I was taken there by my precious Aunt Kathleen. And I learned that scripture, John 3:16, one of the most profound scriptures in my life. And for those of you too who have been saved by the precious blood of Jesus. I didn't know I was going to share that with you tonight. Here's a greater vision.
Yesterday's gone, and who knows what tomorrow may hold. For some, joy and happiness, for others, it may be a lonely road. One thing is for certain, in a world that never stays the same, there's a hope before us. When time is gone, it will still so I'll keep holding to the promise, way beyond tomorrow, where the pain we've known belongs to yesterday. When the citizens of glory gladly share the story of how all the cares of life have passed away. So until we gather in the sweet forever, remember as you're trying to endure. Tomorrow is uncertain, but forever is sure.
Looking back through time, faith has always been a mystery.
Citizens of glory gladly share the story of how all the cares of life have passed away. So until we gather in the sweet forever, remember as you're trying to endure. Tomorrow is uncertain, but forever is sure. The citizens of glory gladly share the story of how all the cares of life have passed away. So until we gather in the sweet forever, remember as you try to endure. Tomorrow is uncertain, but forever is sure.
Tomorrow is
forever is sure. Here's the Tallies.
They heard God say, "Have you considered my servant Job? He's one who's faithful in all that he knows. Job lost his family, his land, and all his wealth when he wouldn't curse God. Job lost his health. Job's cries could be heard from the ashes where he lay. Through the pain and sorrow, Job had to say, my hope is in the Lord. I will trust in Him and Him alone. Though death knocks at my door, my hope is in the Lord." He sat in the chair as the doctor broke the news. It could be a week, a month, or maybe two. The cancer has spread. Death will find its way. There's nothing we can do. There's nothing I can say. Then the young man raised his trembling hands as his eyes filled with tears. You could hear him softly say, through the pain, the fear, my hope is in the Lord. I will trust in Him and Him alone. Oh, death knocks at my door. No hope. There's one thing I'm sure of. There's one thing that I know. I know my hope.
My hope is in the Lord. I will trust in Him and Him alone.
Tallies, and my hope is in the Lord. 821. I want to thank each and every one of you guys this week for praying for Sarah Painter. They did the exploratory surgery on her brain last Monday morning. She's absolutely unbelievable. I didn't tag her in the post today. I did that on purpose because she needs her rest right now. And I know that if she saw that we were going to do the show, that she would probably try to stay awake and watch it, but she's getting medication to make her relax and make her sleep. What I'm going to do is maybe upload the show. I always record the show every week in case somebody asks me if I have if I record it, if I have a recorded copy of the show in case they missed it, and just please keep praying for her. She has been such an inspiration to me and made me feel like my faith is not strong enough. You know, her faith is so strong, and she spends her time praising God and glorifying His name. And it's just, it's something to watch. And you know, she's got bone cancer, and I didn't know that at the time I first started praying for her. I thought it was just brain cancer, just not, you know, I didn't mean that, just to minimize that. But she's battled bone cancer for 2 years, and now it's, of course, metastasized into the brain, and they're trying to get a feel of how and where it is and what can they do to treat it. But she's not lost hope. And Sarah has just been such a inspiration to all who have known her before and to all who have gotten to know her through the prayer chain. And please keep praying for her if you would. And we'll remember her later on in prayer tonight, too, as we pray towards the end of the show. Oh, goodness. This show has been very emotional for me. I did not plan on doing any type of testimony tonight, and I've thought about it before, but tonight I started talking and it just came out, but it came from the heart. I don't want you to think, though, that my experience with Catholicism was all negative. It wasn't. And I had many, many precious friends who are still friends from high school, and they're wonderful people. And I loved the nuns that, you know, they gave their life to be instructors and be teachers, and they were just wonderful. And I got a phenomenal education at Bishop Donahue High School, McMacken, West Virginia, and I love each and every one of my instructors there. It was a very positive experience for me. But some of my Catholic friends today, I feel for them because, you know, I think, guys, it's, you know, it's so easy, you know, to just accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. You're going to get a different feeling. You're going to feel, you know, joy like you've never felt before. And I know some of them feel joy, but I mean joy from the top of your head down to your toes, you know. And I know some of them will tune in occasionally when I'm doing a gospel show, and then they'll tune right out. And they listen to every secular show that I do, and I love each and every one of them. But please, my experience there was an extremely, extremely positive experience. Nothing negative that I can think of happened to me, except I got whipped in a fight one time that I should have won. Oh, the human part of me just came out. Here are the Booth Brothers. I will serve you.
Heartaches, broken pieces, ruined lives are why you died on Calvary. Your touch is what I long for. You have given
to me.
phenomenal. The Booth Brothers and I Will Serve Thee. Here are the Perrys. Cry No More.
Life is good. But when we face another test, we'll trust in Christ and live by faith, knowing there will come a day
we'll cry no more.
Sister, that he will. will carry you. He said, come unto me, all who are weary, and I will give you
That's a Gaither Vocal Band, and he will carry you. Here's Kenny Henson. You're all I need.
Lord, if it's wrong to say I love you, then I'm guilty. And if it's crazy to say I need you, then I'm insane. But if it's losing to live without you, then I've got more than the whole world to gain.
Let you know.
Benny Hinson, you're all that I need. It's 8:39. Let's go to the Lord in prayer, please, if you would. Heavenly Father, again, we thank you. Lord, we praise you for this time of worship and fellowship through your music. Father, tonight we continue to pray for a special touch of comfort and healing for your child, Sarah Painter, as she continues to battle cancer. Lord, we thank you for bringing her through the exploratory brain surgery last Monday. Father, each day with every breath she's given, Sarah is praising you and your name. Bless her, Lord. Bless her in a mighty way. Let her feel your presence, Father. Hold her close, as well as all those who love her. Father, give them the comfort and the peace that only you can. Lead, guide, and direct the physicians and their staff who are treating her. Please spare Sarah any unnecessary pain, Father. She's in your loving care, Lord. Father, I continue to ask for strength and healing for so many on my prayer list with COVID-19. Lord, tonight I ask for a special blessing of peace and comfort for my Aunt Kathleen Marnhout, as she and those who love her celebrate 94 years of life today. Bless her, Lord, in a mighty way. Father, we need you now to lead, guide, and direct us through some possible dark times ahead, Father. Take away the fear and all the uncertainty that can rob us of our joy, Lord. Where there is despair, Father, please replace it with hope. Take away the fear and uncertainty, replace it with peace, Father. The kind of peace we can only get from you. Lord, strengthen each of us with the spiritual armor we need right now. Lord, even though we don't know what the future holds, we know that you're in control of the future and that you've promised to always take care of your children and their needs. Lord, we continue to pray for our nation tonight. We pray that we stay the shining beacon of hope and freedom to the rest of the world. Lord, inspire us. Grant us wisdom, Father. Give us courage. Lead us. Guide us in our walk every day. Heavenly Father, surround our president, his cabinet, and his family with that powerful hedge of protection. And all who work in his administration, send mighty angels to guard and protect them, Father. Lord, we ask you to bless our first responders, our policemen, our firemen. Bless all our healthcare workers on the front line fighting COVID-19, Lord. Bless and protect those serving in the armed forces around the world. Lord, all these things we ask, in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Mighty hands are guiding me to Many miles ahead till I get home. Still I'm safely kept before your throne. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. Angels are watching over me. Well, I've walked through barren wilderness, where my pillow was a stone, and I've been through the darkest caverns, where no light had ever shone. Still I went on, 'cause there was someone who was down on their knees. Lord, I thank you for those people praying all this time for me. Somebody's praying, I can feel it. Somebody's praying for me from what I can't see. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. Somebody's praying for me.
That's the Neelands and Somebody's Praying. And thank each and every one of you for joining me and worshiping with me tonight on this Sunday and this last Sunday that before I'll be back with you in the new year next Sunday. Have a wonderful week. Each week has been a little different, has it not? That's kind of an understatement for 2020. But God bless each and every one of you and keep you safe. Thank you so much for tuning in. Have a great Sunday evening, what's left of it. I may try to get a secular show on, one or two this week, if I can, and possibly a New Year's Eve show for all of us. So anyways, God bless you guys, and thank you again for tuning in. Going out tonight with Celtic Woman, a beautiful rendition of Amazing Grace.